Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Shalom. Maranatha. Praise the Lord. Stotram. Hallelujah. Many languages. Really, this opportunity God has given me, I feel proud. I'm very thankful to you all, especially to the elders of our churches. I came here not to preach or teach. I came here to express my gratitude, to say thanks, and also to learn some more things. I am always learner, student. God has called me to do his work. There are many callings. God called in the olden days, in the past, come unto me, come unto me. But the people are not coming, going here and there. In the book of Isaiah, first chapter, 18th verse, we read, come, let us sit and let us discuss what is the problem between you and me. We must have peace. Whatever the problem may be, you come and sit. Come, come, come. But people are not coming. I do the ministry in the villages. There are very normal way we need to preach the gospel to them. Educated theologians will not work there. So we tell some stories to explain the Bible, to tell about Jesus, to tell about the salvation. So we always tell some stories. There are the ants. Ant. Always the ants go with a discipline, one by one, like that. It will not scatter. The ants are crossing the road. A good person traveling by the motorbike. Suddenly he saw the ants are crossing the road. If I go, many ants will be killed. So he stopped his vehicle there and went to that ants and started to speak with the ants. Hey, ants, you stop there. I am a good person. That's why I was stopped here. Once I am very bad. If somebody comes on my place, he will not stop. I was changed. Once I am bad, the Bible changed me. I read in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, you are so wise. The Lord told me to go to the ants and learn wisdom. But you are crossing the road foolishly. He started much, but the ants still going on, not hearing. He's saying good words. If the ants not hear and follow the instructions, the ants surely die. He's telling good things, but the ants are not stopping. He need to do one thing. If really the ants to be saved, to live, he must become the ant. And he must be fellowship with the ants, and he can speak, then only the ants can hear. That's happened 2000 years before. God spoke in different ways. In the book of Hebrews, we read first chapter, first two verses. God spoke in many ways, different ways, with different people. But people are not hearing. Come, come, what is the problem? Let us sit and discuss. So, God became a man. He came to this world and started to speak with the people, human beings. Come, come. Book of Matthew, chapter 11, 28. Come unto me. Come unto me. Now we can hear. He's the man. God became the man. So he is speaking with us. On the cross, he stretched his hands and come, come, come unto me. Lord called me and sent me to different places to tell this story in different angles. Why God came to this world. So this is my ministry. Sunday is a very busy day to me. From 6 o'clock to up to 12 o'clock, I am busy today. We have 4 services in different places. In 4 services, 4 to 6 hours, I have to speak the word. 6 hours travel to different places. Even I do not get time to eat or drink 6 minutes. Very busiest day. Today God allowed me to stand before you. I have many things, many experiences to share with you. Much word can preach, but my purpose to come to this place is to share my love. I brought our church believers' love to this place. They're all praying for you, praising for you. They're all thankful to you. Because of you, many people are happy. Children, orphan children, old age people, many believers through the television broadcasting. Today we have broadcast 2 main channels and 4 local channels. There are many good preachers in our area, but they do not have opportunity to speak in the TV or in different places. God has given that to me through you. So our ministry is spreading, not only in our Telugu-speaking state, but many Telugu-speaking people are in different states in India. So I'm inviting by them to their places. We have small churches there, not only India, in the Gulf area also, in Kuwait, Doha, Qatar, Dubai, அபுதாபி, ஷார்ஜா, இவன் சிங்கப்பூர். நவ் வி ஹவ் இன்விடேஷன் ஃப்ரம் இஸ்ரேல் ஆல்சோ. இஃப் லார்ட் வில்லிங் வி கோ தேர் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட் த சர்ச் தேர். திஸ் இஸ் ஆல் ஹேப்பனிங் த்ரூ அவர் டிவி மினிஸ்ட்ரி. பீப்புள் ஆர் கம்மிங் டு நோ மீ. ஆல்சோ இஃப் எனி வெரி பிக் க்ரூசேட்ஸ், பப்ளிக் மீட்டிங்ஸ் தே கண்டக்ட், டெஃபினெட்லி தே கன்சிடர் மீ அண்ட் இன்வைட் மீ டு ப்ரீச் த வேர்ட் ஆஃப் காட். ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் பிஃபோர் நியர்லி 300,000 to 500,000 பீப்புள். வெரி ஐ ஹாவ் வீடியோஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் மை லேப்டாப். ஐ ப்ராட் இட் பட் ஐ குட் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிவ் டு டிஸ்பிளே. காட் இஸ் டூயிங் வண்டர்ஃபுல் திங்ஸ். ப்ளீஸ் கண்டினியூ டு ப்ரே ஃபார் அஸ். மை காலிங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் பட் காட் கால்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன் இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேஸ், எஸ்பெஷலி கால் டு எவ்ரி பர்சன் டு கம் and to get salvation invitation to everyone. But there are some other invitations also, that is for ministry also, different ways: preaching ministry, singing ministry, musical ministry, doing some administration, different ways. But God has given me to preach and teach and plant churches, so I am on that ministry. God also called to bless. God called Abraham not to preach, not to teach, to bless him. Through him want to bless all the world. Through his life he is preaching. Paul called to preach the gospel. He is the missionary, church planter. So God give call specific persons to do a specific ministry. I have many invitation to do different ministries, but I know my vision. Many men of God in India, mostly they come, I have this vision, but 1 or 2 years they will stand on their testimony. Sorry. Many times I too there is a chances to change my direction, but God controlled me not to go different directions, only to go on his directions. That's why our ministry is flourishing, fruitful, many are blessed. God speak through his word, through the characters in the Bible. God called Abraham to bless him, bless with a son, bless with the nation, bless with the land. He obeyed. But in his faith walk, faith journey, it was delayed. Because when God called Abraham, he obeyed and started. But in God's call, there is a discipline, there is a restrictions, some rules and regulations, everything is there. He asked to leave your country, your place, your father household, and come. I will bless you. I'll give you a son. Through him I give children. For you all, I will give a land. That's good. But he started his journey with his father and his brother's son. Two persons are with him. One elder person, one younger person. He started his journey. Sometimes God calls us and give directions to do this. When we hear the messages from men of God from here, we take decisions. Yes, I want to live like this. I want to hear. I want to follow. We obey. We start our journey. But at the same time, something we take with us and we go. Abraham also did like that. One senior, one junior. Always they give some advices, some guidelines. I am the senior, so you must hear. I know everything. You go this way. No. This way. This young man, Lot, he says, hey, what that old man is behind us? What he is saying? Now, our generation is new thinking, new thoughts, new way. We need to go like that. In between, this man, Abraham, anybody will be like today morning there is omelette and two breads, a sandwich. Yeah, like sandwich. In our Christian life, sometimes like a sandwich, we are in the middle, here one bread. In the Bible, many names were given by God and meaningful names. There is a story behind that name. There is a reality behind that name. Abraham's father's name, Terah. Pronunciation may be different, but you have to understand. Terah. We call in Telugu, Terah. Abraham's father's name. Terah means late, delay, slow. God asked Abraham, come and go. I will show you. You go to that place. But Abraham took this late, the delay, the slow person with him. So how fast his journey, we can imagine. Very slow. Hey, let us go this way. Euphrates is there. Water sources are there. So we cannot be in trouble for food and water. So let us go by this route, Euphrates route. So they started their journey side by Euphrates River. They came up to Haran. They settled there. 15 years they were there. Instead of going there and living 15 years, Abraham can live in his own land, Ur. 15 years they can do their business, they can do many things, they can earn money. 15 years. But they left according to the word of God. According to his call, Abraham obeyed, but he didn't go to that Canaan, but he waited in the middle because of this late delay person called Terah. After 15 years, this Terah died. Who died? Late delay died. Delay, late, died. After dying this late, again Abraham's journey started. Still one person is with Abraham. Who is he? Lot. Lot meaning cover. Cover. If we put cover, we cannot go straightly, we cannot find the proper road. We go here and there, here and there. Abraham's life was like that. There was a famine, so he went to Egypt. He went to Egypt. By going to that land, Egypt, he didn't get a blessing. He got another lady, Hagar. Hagar. Because of that Hagar, Ishmael produced. Because of Ishmael, what is happening? Until now, where is the problem? There is Ishmael. Where is bad things happen? Not only India, not only US, not only any other specific country. All over the world. Where there is bad things happen, there is Ishmael. Why this happened? Abraham, wrong route. He went to Egypt. He brought Hagar as a maid to her wife. Sometimes we want to help our spouses, husband or wife. Sometimes that will lead into terrible situation. We may produce Ishmaelites. Faith walk is good. We are thinking, just I am walking, this is my faith walk. According to the word of God, Bible, according to the preacher, teacher told me, I am doing like that. But our side by side, some habits, some persons, some circumstances are with us. Abraham's vision straightly go to the land of Canaan by leaving his own place and people. But all these things happen. Every day I remember Abraham. Every day I remember Ishmael. I don't want to go here and there from my vision. My vision is important to me. God has called me to do his work, to win many souls. I have many problems in my life, health problems. Many accidents happen through wild animals, serpents, death, almost all came to touch me. But in God's purpose, I have to do many more things for him. So death unable to touch me, I was escaped from the death. I remember many experiences. When I am studying, a poisonous snake fall from this hut leaves from that. It is in my shirt. Until I remove the shirt, the snake didn't do anything harm to me. Once the cobra just stopped straightly, not like this, straightly under the tree. I thought a very beautiful stick is there. Then I caught. But it didn't do any harm to me. Slowly, it's gone. But the elder people came and see, killed. Many ways. Once at my home, the snake came to bite. But our dog came and fight with that snake, killed. This dog also died. Many times death came to me. In the Kuwait also, war time, we are in the palace, 21 people. Suddenly, some information came to the Brigadier General. They left our palace. Then I thought, let us go to the Indian Embassy. But I am praying. I'm telling to all these people, God called me to do His work. Once a man of God came preaching in our church. His vision to win 10,000 souls for Christ. Oh, 10,000 souls? I wonder. I went to my house and started to pray there, Lord. 10,000 people, His vision, burden. I want win at least 100 souls for You, 100 souls for You. Then an inspiration coming into my heart. A small voice I'm hearing, not 100, not 1,000, 100,000 souls You have to win. Oh, I thought it is my imagination. But many times God confirmed this, You have to win 10,000 souls. When I started my ministry, I shared this thing to many. They laughed. You do not have even one church? 100,000 souls you want to win? But the same persons many times came to my church and to different places in the meetings. Once we laughed. But now we are clearly observing, with watching with our naked eyes. Through Him, not only 100,000, more than 100,000 people are blessing. Like the testimonies we are hearing. Before going to India and sharing this vision, in Kuwait also with that 21 members, I shared my vision. I have call to win the souls. 100,000 souls. In that hard circumstances also they laughed. I said, we should not go out. Unless we get proper direction, let us stay here. If you are with me, if my call and my vision is from God, then nobody will harm us. Even bomb fell on our head, it will not blast. So please wait with me. Like that I asked that 21 members. One of them tell, hey, what you are telling? I want to go to embassy. If you wish, come with me. Otherwise I will go. There are no military men in our location. While he is leaving to the embassy, just 100 feet he went, we do not know, somewhere a military man came with machine guns. He shooted him in front of us with a little distance. He was dead. Then this 20 other persons started to scare. They said, we will not leave you. Your words are correct. He left us, that's why he died. While we are in that small room, this Iraqi forces throwing bombing through jet fighters, military flights. I went to the window and watching what is going on, how the military flights going on like that. Then one elder person among our 20 members. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, Kumar, you come this side. Like that he told me. And he looked like this from window. A bomb fall behind that window. There is a big fridge. There is air condition, window air condition. Both fallen on me. In front of us, he died. Other members, scared. How death came near to me, there are many experiences, practical experiences. But the only way I am escaped, the reason is his call, the vision. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many people understood my vision and started to follow me. They do not have vision to follow and to do certain gospel things. The vision is mine, but they are following. They do not have call to do the ministry, certain ministry, but they are following me. By following me, they are also getting blessings. They are also planting churches. I planted 105 churches. Through my followers, 800 churches we planted. By following Abraham, Lot also blessed. His servants also increased. There is a fight between Abraham's servants and Lot's servants. That much he was blessed. God didn't call Lot to come out from your place. You follow your uncle. But Lot followed. He was blessed. He was blessed. In the book of Philippians, we can read chapter 3. I am running. I left everything behind. And I am looking forward. I am running. Many people want to run with Paul. I want to run with you. Okay, come. Let us run. But few people root separation. Like Demas loved this world, attracted to this world, and he left Paul. Many followers did harm to Paul. His names also Paul mentioned in his epistles. People will come, join with us. They may stay with us or they may leave us. But we should not turn from our vision, our way. We should not look at these people. We have to say this Bible, the Word of God. In the Bible, if I speak like this, until tomorrow I can speak, I want to close. In the book of Psalms, the first Psalm, first verses and words, we see our lifestyle. There is a direction. You should not walk this type of walk, you should not. Wicked counselors, way you should not walk. You should not sit. You should not stand. If anybody is walking like this, if you say you do not walk, then what he do? He stand like that. If you say you should not stand, then what he do? Automatically he sit.
Again you say, you should not sit. Then what he do? Sleeping. Yeah, there is no direction written like this, you should not sleep. There is no word in the Bible. So I will sleep. I will take rest. The lazy people. But you should not walk, you should not stand, you should not sit, but you have to run, run, run. You must run, running race. Christian life is running race. Running race. When Lot is in Sodom and Gomorrah, he lost all his peace, family disturbances. God's grace is upon him. So he brought Lot out of Sodom. He has an instruction. You have to run. You have to run from here to escape. He has to run. Running not without goal. The Maoist running is there. I am also once Maoist. Many Maoists converted and few are pastors, our pastors. When we sit and discuss many things with the Maoists, I always point this one. For Christians is having goal. For you people do not have goal. Goal is there. There is instruction to Lot. You run. You flee from this place. Escape. You run. Do not look behind. Do not stop anywhere in the plain. But you go to that mountain. You climb that mountain. Running race not in plain places. On mountains also, we have to run and climb. That is our final goal. But this Lot is away from visionary. He lost his wisdom in the Sodom. He lost his property. He lost his wife. No wisdom. He has to say, okay, Lot. At least I got a chance to climb that mountain. But he pleaded the angel, no, I cannot climb that hill, mountain. There is a small mountain there, Soar, small mountain. I want to climb that. Okay, as you wish. God wants us to be in higher places. We are not caterpillars. We are the butterflies. Butterflies. We need to fly in higher places. Higher blessing. Higher rewards. But we... No. Small is enough for me. Small is enough for me. In that way, we behave. By behaving like that, Lot again lost his blessings. He produced two types of generations. They are against to the people of Israelites. When we do not follow the instruction of God, instruction of the word of God, we think we are following, we are walking, we are in the vision. We are, according to the word of God, walking. But at the same time, we produce Ishmaelites, we produce Ammonites, we produce Moabites. It's very important. We must run, running race. look not behind. Paul didn't look behind, forward, before what he has. Not here and there. No Terahu, no Lot. No Haran, no Egypt. Straight. Our running race. I always said, to run, we need two legs. The both legs will be equal. Otherwise, our running race will be different. Equal legs. One is the word of God. Another one is the prayer life. Word of God, prayer life. These two are our two legs. If we do not have that experience, prayer life and word of God experience, our walk, our running race, just imagination. Oh, I close my eyes, I can travel right now within a second to India. Wherever our churches are there, I can go there. But physically, if I want to at least to go out, I need two legs. Prayer life is important. Word of God is important. I'm so happy to share these things at least. If God willing, and you willing, I would like to come again and see you all and share many more things, our experiences and the ministry things and our vision. Also, I assure you all, we will pray. We have wonderful prayer partners. When we receive phone calls, very, very dangerous phone calls also we receive. Threatening phone calls. But 90% good phone calls, 10% harmful phone calls. But through prayer, these prayer teams, the things change. Many harmful men changed their lives. They came to Jesus. They accepted Jesus. Many people's problems solved. Even we have great witnesses, testimonies, live testimonies. Four persons dead, almost dead, no breathing, doctors declare. Before they bury, last prayer, their life came again. Still they are living. Wonderful prayer partners I have. I assure we do this thing for you all. Also, I request you all to pray for us. Your prayers are so valuable to me and to our churches, to our orphans, to our ministry. God has given many blessings to you. You share your blessings. I am blessed. I do not need anything. I am asking you to bless to other people, other ministries, orphanage home, old age home, TV ministry, like that. So we do many more things for God. Directly we involve there, indirectly you involve that. But the reward is the same. We will all share our rewards. So, please remember us in your prayers, in your thoughts, and whenever God allows, and when your heart desires, please visit us. Please visit us. Now the persecution is increasing day by day. If God wants you to be the martyr, what you call martyr, killed for his sake, you get ready and come. Yeah. But unless until our goal, God-given goal, our vision completes, nobody can do anything against for us. I love you all. I need your hugs. Yesterday, the day before, I took hug from Phil. You know the value of that hug? This one, $300. Anybody want to hug me? Get ready. Our TV camera broken already. I shared about that to Phil. If anybody want to hug me, you have to give new camera to me. Like that. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you all. Praise the Lord.